You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
The Monday night game then is Sutton against Arsenal. Sutton are 12-1, the draw 11-2, Arsenal are 1-6. Derek, is this an absolute gimme? Arsenal have obviously been scrutinised a little bit in the media this week. Their embarrassing performance at Bayern Munich, plenty of question marks against Arsene Wenger's future. But they're still 6-1 on here against a side so far beneath them. Surely whatever team they put out, they'll win this, no?
Well, it depends. If they play Ozil, they'll probably lose. Jesus Christ, that guy. I mean, there's a new Disney Pixar film coming out, Finding Ozil. The guy is an absolute disgrace. $44 million for the... I can't tell you what I feel about that player. I know that I was saying this weeks ago, and Tommel Baird will back me up on this. I've been saying this for months about Ozil. I just can't see it, what he brings to the table and what he brought on Wednesday night in Bayern Munich was an absolute disgrace. I mean, you're right, there are huge question marks over Arsene Wenger's job. He's been there too long. He's got to go because he's taken Arsenal backwards in the last, 5 or 6 years. And, you know, his time is up, basically. This is an Arsenal team, by the way, who are there for the flaking, but Sutton aren't going to do that, are they? This is a non-league team. A team out a few weeks ago winning the running for the Premier League title. I know it's an artificial pitch, et cetera, but to be honest, silky Premier League players that Arsenal have should be made up to play on that kind of surface. You just can't bring yourself to back Arsenal at 1-6, though. Just after watching them the other week. By the way, on Wednesday, by the way, everyone seems to be forgetting that away goal they scored Arsenal. That could be important in the second leg. Yeah, right. I'm going to go for Arsenal here to win well, because they've got to. They can't afford another upset. They're not going to get beat, but they can't afford another a scare, basically. They've got to do the job, and they've got to do it well. So I'm going to go for Arsenal to cover all the handicaps. And I would say, let's say Arsenal minus 2 is 11-10. Shouldn't be odds against that.
Okay, fair enough. Tom, we mentioned there the artificial pitch. You'd think that is a plus point for Arsenal. They'd certainly rather play on that than a field, wouldn't they?
Well, yeah, the two rounds of the FA Cup that I've seen live this season were at Cambridge and at Sutton in the last round. And believe me, the pitch at Cambridge was... pose far more problems than the one at Sutton. I mean, you know, as soon as the players get used to it, you know, the bounce of the ball and everything, that's the only thing that is that there's a little element of surprise about it. But once they get used to it, you know, top-class players, and let's not forget, I mean, Arsenal have a squad littered with top-class players, albeit not necessarily doing it, of course, and there's big question marks about a lot of other characteristics they need to have in their squad. But ultimately, they have players that are far more quality than this Sutton United side. I mean, it's a Sutton United side who I was just reading about their captain earlier on today as well, how before the Leeds game he'd had two fried breakfasts in the morning, a little nap, he'd had 7 pints of Guinness the night before, and you know, for them this is just, I mean, it's just up an incredible notch even from the last two rounds where they managed to get results. So I think it's going to be all too much for Sutton. I think they'll be caught in the headlights slightly because these players are superstars, and a lot of the players within the Sutton ranks are Arsenal supporters, so I think they're going to be more worried about chasing autographs than anything else. I think even the changes that are made to the team, Arsenal will obviously be too strong. And I tell you, I'm going to go for him. I'm going to go for Danny Welbeck to find the goals. So I think he'll get his opportunity. Scored two against Southampton, didn't he, in the previous rounds? And he's a player that a lot of Arsenal fans are kind of calling for, really, up front. And I think he'll get his opportunity. And I'd back him here. I like the enhanced odds of a Welbeck goal and Arsenal to win at even money. I think that's cracking value.
Get a £5 free bet every week with Offer Club from William Hill. Simply stake a total of £20 or more across the week on pre-match football accumulators with four or more selections, and you'll get a £5 free bet. Plus, you can get on faster and easier than ever with our new and improved mobile betting experience. Join William Hill Offer Club on mobile or online now.